Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Every Tuesday at UMD's Tweed Museum of Art, a senior art show opens to the public. This is sometimes an artist's first official exhibit of their work, and for other students, the fruition of 4 long years of creative practice and work. This week, as students head out for winter break, Radio Gallery spotlights one last show of the semester. We spoke with photography student Alex Colorito about his show that's up through Friday at the Tweed.
My name is Alex Colorito, and I'm a photographer and cinematographer. The show is actually untitled as of this point. It's still kind of a work in progress, but basically what it's going to be is a bunch of photos and some smaller video installations. I'm actually working with film photography, so I'm going to do some really large format prints, so some about 40 by 40 inch prints. And then the whole kind of theme and what I'm interested in is kind of how we as humans connect with nature and kind of getting rid of the different things that distract us from that connection.
Well, it's unusual that you're using good old-fashioned film.
Oh, yeah. It has a look that I really enjoy, and the process, the whole process of it, I really find much more almost therapeutic, and I find it make better work when you shoot film, because I shoot a medium format film, so you get 12 shots on one roll of film versus people just snap a million photos on their digital camera, so it really kind of forces you to slow down and really think about what you're doing. Yeah, it's completely different from your typical digital camera. You have a waist-level viewfinder, so you kind of look down into it through a piece of glass that gives you the reflection off the mirror in the camera, and there's no light meter or anything, so everything's fully manual. The camera doesn't take batteries or anything like that. So
it probably takes a lot of really seeing and a lot of patience.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I said before, definitely kind of one of the reasons I love it so much is because it really forces you to slow down, and each shot takes a lot more time to set up, and focusing takes a lot longer, and figuring out your exposure. So it really forces you to make sure that the image that you're going to take is really what you want and convey the message that you would like the viewer to receive from it. Because I just find it has much more of a natural quality, and one of the things I really like to come across in my work is a sense of almost memory and kind of but removed from reality. And digital is just, it's a little too lifeless and flat for me to, for that really to come across. You know, you can go and try and do everything in Photoshop and whatnot, but it's not the same.
Tell us a bit about your path to photography.
Well, it all started basically because I'm a huge snowboarder and skateboarder. And just me and my friends, we kind of wanted to start making our own videos. So I just ended up, you know, it's got a digital camera. I started just taking some random photos and filming my friends. And then just through trying to learn more and more about the camera and how to use it better, you know, I came across better photographers and cinematographers and really just became a lot more interested with it. And then once I got to college and started taking photo classes there, they really pushed the whole conceptual approach versus just making images that you like, I guess. So that really pushed me to really delve further into why I'm making the photographs that I am versus just taking a photograph for the sake of it.
How exciting is it to wrap up some studies and have an exhibit that people will come and see?
It's a very, very exciting opportunity because, like you said, you know, it's really a unique experience that we get here at UMD where we get in my case, get the whole gallery space to myself to really make it whatever I want to. And that's, you know, that's an opportunity that is really unheard of anywhere else. And getting a solo show is really hard to do. So having the opportunity to do it here at school as we graduate is it's been a lot of fun. You know, it really forces you to make something that really speaks to yourself and that you think other people will enjoy looking at as well and make them think about something.
Again, the work of Alex Colorito, up through Friday at UMD's Tweed Museum of Art. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Molly Strife, Mariah Schumacher, and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org, on our homepage, and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to artists' work. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.